brought a little sheep into the studio with me this morning. I found him on the side of the road. We were up in Mayo for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And he was just looking at me and I said, get in the car there, we'll bring you to Cork.
That's
so
it.
He's our new show mascot.
I could hear something, all right, yeah.
Yeah. The Woolly Bully. He's gone to the toilet now, but he'll be back in a minute.
The Woolly Bully.
It's only a little lammy. Good morning, you beautiful creatures. Good to be back with you. I forget how to do things now. I just need to make sure all my bits and bobs are here.
I know, yeah. It's yeah. muscle memory. It Most really, of it is muscle memory.
I've got golf swings. I've got joke music. Brilliant. Oh, there's Victoria's sound effect. Lovely. Oh. It's all working. I have my boxing bell. I have my erection sound. I'm more elected.
Yeah.
There we go. How was your weekend?
My weekend was epic.
It was epic. Now, do you want to explain to everybody what you were doing? Was it you were on a hag?
I was on a hag.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Or did I just make up that word?
Well, it's either sten or hag. You can go with either one.
So it's a stag and a hag together.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you should have been down there at ours this weekend and you know how you feel.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't feel too good.
Epic.
Epic. Right.
Epic.
Where did you go?
We went down to the most amazing place. It's down by Castletown Bear.
Okay.
It's called Boabwee. It was built by an architect in the 60s or something like that.
Boabwee.
Seamus Heaney once wrote a poem about the place. He went down to stay there and he loved it so much that he wrote a poem about the place.
Boabwee.
Boabwee. Boherbui. It's not like the town Boabwee. This is an actual little place. A little sort of settlement of houses is how I would describe it.
All right. Boherbui, father, is that it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
You have a look now at this place. You feast your little eyes on that now, Mr. Mayo Man, and tell me what you think.
Jesus, you were down the shticks.
Yeah, proper. In the middle of nowhere. It was brilliant.
So it's very close to Limerick, is it? It's maybe about half an hour from Limerick?
It is about, yeah. And obviously where you're standing, like when you're standing and you're looking across the water, you're looking at Kerry. So you're standing in Cork and you're looking at Kerry. Do you get what I mean? It's the Kerry Mountains.
Thinking to yourself, if I dip my toe into that now, I'll turn into a lamb.
I'll stay in Cork, thanks.
Boherbui. Well, it's Yellow Road, isn't it? That's the translation.
I don't know what the translation is.
What's the Irish for yellow? Isn't it bui? Yeah. Jesus.
Don't look in this
Garam
direction.
Garam is blue. Gloss is green. Bond is white. Dove is black. It's got to be the Yellow Road. You followed the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
And did you meet the wizard?
No, didn't meet the wizard.
Didn't meet the wizard. Okay. No. Did you meet the
met a few witches, all right.
The tin man. A man with a load of tins in a bag. Did you meet him?
Definitely.
I bet you did.
He was definitely around. Yeah.
So you... See, I like the idea of going on your stag and just... It is kind of like it's your last hoo-ha. Hurrah.
Well, we definitely had one of those.
Was any strippers?
No.
Any guards called?
No.
It's not a real party.
You want to bet?
Really?
Do you want to bet?
Oh, right, okay.
If any of the lads are listening now this morning that were down there with us, report back.
Okay.
Tell us if it was a real party.
You turned into 18-year-olds again, did you?
Yeah, it was just brilliant. It was great fun.
Happy days.
No, we had loads of really, really nice food. A bit too much to, drink and all the rest
too
of it.
Too many fizzies. I gotcha.
But the weather was unbelievable down there, so we were sat out for most of it.
You got very lucky.
We had little fires and candles and all that stuff. It was really cool.
And we all holding hands singing Kumbaya, my lord.
Hardly now. Do you know my friends?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Let's just say there was bushes and lots of upside down people.
I got some audio from Vic Stag Weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Stag and Hen combined, yeah.
Yeah.
This is your lot.
Down in Boabwee.
Did you bring everybody in Cork with you?
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite. I can hear you. Was Rory McIlroy at your stand? Was
no.
he? That sounds very much like Rory.
No, we only had a small group of people because you could only take a small group of people because there's only so many places to sleep.
That's true.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, you weren't invited.
No, listen, I wouldn't have went anyway.
What did you do?
What did I do? I had to... I had to go to Mayo with my son for the whole weekend. So the girls went away. They'd planned this trip away for yonks.
Cute.
So Rachel took my two daughters with her sister and their two daughters. They went on a little trip over to New York.
That's really cute.
The kids have wanted to go to America all their lives. So I said, listen, you go do that. I'll stay with your man. Because he's too small. He's a bit too small for a long trip like that. And we went to Mayo.
Wow.
I was effectively a single parent Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday. And when Rachel came in the door yesterday, I threw the young fella at him and ran out the door.
I know, yeah.
And I was like, I never want to see any of the lot of you again.
Yeah.
And I came back 5 minutes later with the shopping. But, so that was it. We were up in Mayo. Had a lovely break. Got used to sleeping in at 8 o'clock in the morning. And here we are again.
Did you see Mammy Cunningham?
Oh, did I what?
How is she?
She's still smuggling vodka in and hairbrushes.
She's got a hairbrush.
Has she got a hairbrush? She's got a whole hair salon. That woman. Anyway, good to be back with you. 6:14. I don't know what day it is, by the way. I really don't.
With KC on Cork's Good Times.
Is it Friday? It's Friday, right? Yeah.
Don't look at me.
It's Friday.
I don't have a clue either.
Let's go for it. Right, 614 086 8104 106 if you're up and about this morning. Check in. What do we miss? What's your news? What's your scandal? Good morning.
Oh, no. Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Time. Red FM.
Now, what's going on?
Okay, Britney's been at it again. She's been deleting the Instagram account and then reinstating it and then deleting it and reinstating it.
So she took it down, right?
Yeah.
You can pull your Instagram thing down for a while. And then with a click of a button, it comes back. But I don't think you can properly delete your account.
So what are you doing? You're just hiding your account?
You can deactivate.
Deactivate. Well, that's what she's been doing. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, she reactivated it. This is happening. There's a few people concerned about Britney, isn't there? Let's be honest.
Oh my God, Victoria!
What?
Somebody said 27 sentences instead of 37 cents.
Oh, how did you... Oh.
No. Oh, my God.
That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lads.
John was just on to me. Oh. They missed the call. They missed the amount by 10 cents. Oh. How is that... Oh, God, I feel sick for that girl.
So do I. That's awful, isn't it?
It wasn't Britney Spears that was on the cash machine yesterday, no, but that would have been
really... But anyway, I'm going to continue.
On. Let's go.
A top psychiatrist basically has been speaking to TMZ about Britney's situation. This is his view on what he thinks should be happening with Britney at the moment.
So this is the Dr. Britney.
Sorry,
we'll
this
him.
Is Dr. Charles Sophie.
Oh, okay. Nice name.
Yeah. The conservatorship was there for a reason. And even though, like you said, it might not have been, you know, with the right person, the actual process needs to be in place, because when you have a mental illness to this degree, you need that kind of structure, supervision, and most importantly, to take your medication. And I think that's probably what's happened here. This is a no medication situation. Because of the erratic behavior, the manic-y spending of money, recklessness, destroying people around her, no one feels safe around her, no one can control her. She's out of control on many levels.
I wonder where all the Free Britney Brigade are right now.
Because I know.
This was a campaign that was going on for 5 years, 5 or 6 years, where like thousands of people are involved in it.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of the dad off the conservatorship.
What's interesting is in hindsight...
Yeah. There was a reason for it.
There was a reason for it. Well, I think exactly when you seen her
in the kitchen juggling chainsaws and knives and whatnot, I mean, it was kind of things aren't quite right.
No, things aren't great, yeah. And I just think it's really interesting that somebody has actually said, "Listen, lads, she probably needs another conservatorship, not in the old form, but in a new form." Because somebody needs to just keep an eye on her. You see, she's not married anymore either, is she? So the husband isn't around.
Yeah, it's sad to see somebody having these kind of these episodes publicly when they clearly need a lot of help. You know?
Absolutely, yeah. This is an interesting one. There's a Taylor Swift course that's been started at a university in Scotland. Did you hear about this?
You can do Honours Swifty, can you?
So this is a course basically for any parents who have teenagers that are completely and utterly obsessed with Taylor Swift, and they're going to see her in concert. It's happening. She's performing at Murrayfield on June the 7th, 8th and 9th, and it's the Glasgow Clyde College. It's launched a Taylor Swift masterclass aimed at teaching parents and plus ones about the set list and Taylor Swift's evolving wardrobe and her hairstyles.
Oh, lovely.
So today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be learning all about Taylor Swift's hairstyles. Stop the world. I want to get off right now.
No,
seriously.
Think about this.
People are going to be paying money for this course, Casey.
You get a scroll at the end going...
You get a set list.
You've got a BA in TS.
Yeah.
What is that about? Think about it though. Shouldn't this be... No, I'm thinking out of my arse here now, but here we go. Here's an idea.
Okay.
For the Leaving Cert.
Yeah.
That you get to do a subject that is completely your interest. Something that you love, and you get tested on that. I know it'd be impossible to cover everything.
That's the problem, you see. The curriculum's not going to allow for all that, Casey.
I know, but haven't thought about the practicalities of it. Pulling it out of my arse.
Yeah.
But if kids were allowed to do something based on something that they love.
Like skateboarding or a musician.
Imagine like going in doing double Mo Salah on a Monday morning. Do you know what I mean? Amazing. Bring it on, lads. If double Mo Salah after the break, then double clap, kid. I'd be in school that day, wouldn't you?
So much better at everything.
It's Ariana Grande. Why can't we be friends? Why, Rory? Why can't we be friends? Just like besties.
We are besties.
We're radio besties, but off air. Are you my bestie? I'm not, and I want to be your bestie.
We are.
Oh, it's good to be back with you all.
He doesn't mean that.
No, I do. I do mean that. Absolutely, 100%. We had a bit of a break. Vic was on her stag and a head combined.
We had a few, the lads went down to West Cork and we went with them, basically, a few of us, just
you were with them to watch
buzz.
Them, basically, to
ruin their buzz.
To make sure there was no strippers and no messing.
Exactly, yeah.
I was up in beautiful County Mayo.
Nice.
Up to my homeland with my little fella. We went up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and came back. So I basically, Rach was away with the girls. They went off on a little girly trip, which they've been planning for ages. And I was, for the whole weekend, I was a single parent.
Yeah.
I was a dad on his own, minding the little boy from early in the morning till late at night. And I'm not joking you. I need a 2-week break myself.
Yeah, it's so hard.
So you said this morning when you came in. It's exactly like being a single parent.
Mm-hmm. It's really hard, really tough.
For anybody out there who is a single parent, if you're minding, you got one or two or maybe three or four kids, I have nothing but a massive salute of respect for each and one of you.
Absolutely.
So do you know what we're going to do?
Let's do something nice.
Let's do a single parent pair of tickets for the Coronas.
Absolutely.
All right, yep. Can we give you a little night on the town? Can we do something, because you've been... Because I know who you are. I know what you've been going through.
Because you're legends.
And
you are legends.
It's a tough old slog. So let's do you a couple of tickets for the Coronas. Now, here's what I'm going to do as well. I'm not going to mention you on air.
No.
If you want to enter this privately, confidentially, we'll contact you off the air and go, here's a couple of tickets. All right? So if you're a single mum or dad, 0868104106, drop us a message. Mm-hmm. Tell us who you are. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you're doing, and we'll drop you a little message. Okay, we'll keep it off the air.
Absolutely,
and we'll drop you a little message.
But we're sending you love.
If you want us to mention it, no problem at all. But do that, and I'm going with you.
He forgot to mention that bit
for the night out.
He might want to think again now.
0868104106. Let's go for it. Oh, by the way, these are VIP Corona tickets.
Absolutely,
you
they
get
are.
To meet the band, take photographs.
Yes,
you're getting a little wristband for the VIP bar.
Yes.
So a nice little night on the town for you, okay? Because I've experienced firsthand what a legend you are. Will we do some dad guys?
Yes.
Go on, hey, son. All right. Rory O'Hagan, it's your favourite time of the week.
It really is.
Let's go for it. What have you got for me?
A man was arrested for illegally downloading all of Wikipedia. When he was charged, he said, "Wait, I can explain everything."
Oh my God. Let's hear it for protein powder. Wahey!
God.
That's the most stupid
Casey,
joke.
Casey, that's brutal.
Vic.
I've started a business building boats in my attic. sales are going through the roof.
I bought a broken guitar the other day.
Yeah.
When I phoned the guy up, I asked him how much it was. He said it was free, no strings attached.
Gary Lineker went through his whole career without getting a single booking. So did my uncle, by the way. Lovely fella. Crap wedding DJ. Fake.
How do you get down from an elephant?
From a what?
An elephant.
And how do you get down from
how
it?
How do you get down from an elephant? You don't. You get down from a goose. Think about it. Think about it.
Get down from...
Oh, Casey, come on.
You get down from a goose.
Oh, for God's sake, lad. There's no hope for him.
No. We're going off.
Listen. Listen to the joke. You get down... How do you get down from an elephant? You don't. You get down from a goose.
I like it.
He's not getting... He's still not getting it. It's literally like looking at a blank sheet of paper right now.
What am I missing here?
Oh, come on.
Is it?
What do you get from a goose? It goes inside pillows and duvets.
Feathers.
Goose down, yeah, down, goose down, down.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh. You get down.
Oh my God, Casey.
Is, you There's are no... fired. Off the show.
No, you're fired.
Out the door.
No. You're fired.
Whose turn is it? Is it my turn?
That's my turn.
Okay.
The Edge and Bono walk into a bar. The barman says, oh, not you two again.
That's the best one.
Why did the Mexican man take anti-anxiety medication? To help with his Hispanic attacks.
I snorted there slightly.
My friend was a struggling artist until he decided to just do sculptures. Last year, he made over six figures.
Hey! Okay.
My granddad invented the cold air balloon. It never really took off.
Jesus Christ. Oh, what did the man with two left feet wear on the beach? Flip, flip. Final joke to you, Rory O'Hagan.
What do you call a cow with bad manners?
Go on.
Beef jerky.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me the
money. Hello, Karen.
Good morning, Casey. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, more importantly, though, Karen and Farinry?
I'm very good. Thank
oh, sorry.
You very
You're
much.
Not in Farinry.
She's
You're
in Farin Ferris.
Oh, the, my my
Put
brain.
Your glasses on.
I tried to do Karen Ferris. That's what my, that's
like
what my brain did. That's what my brain did.
I like
oh,
it.
God.
I like it.
So, how. We'll do take two on that. How's everything in your world, Karen?
Everything's very good.
Excellent.
Yeah, can't complain. The sun is shining.
Is it? I'm looking at clouds over Bishopstown here.
Anyway.
Good on you. What part of the world are you in?
Farin Ferris.
Well, I just stopped off the Mallow Road there now for your call.
Good on you. All right, I won't keep you long. We've only got 60 seconds here. Throw a correct answer at every single one of these and we'll write you a cheque for €1,000. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's play, Karen.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so who did Cork lose to over the weekend in hurling?
Claire.
Shape of You and Thinking Out Loud are songs by who?
Ed Sheeran.
Question number 3. On what show was the song Smelly Cat? Smelly Cat.
Friends.
Question number 4. What silver fox, man with a mustache, presented Winning Streak on TV?
Marty Whelan.
Question number 5. Who won an Academy Award for The Reverend? The Reverend.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Question number 6. Who had a hit with the song Good as Hell?
What's her name again?
Yeah.
Lizzo.
Question number 7. Who played Tony Montana in Scarface?
What's his name?
Go on, he's there in front of you. Question number 8. Who has a current song called Training Season?
Julie.
Question 9. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob.
That was a good round, though, Karen.
Oh, my God, Karen. Oh. Karen, you got 9 out of 10.
Oh, no.
I hate asking you these questions. Do you want to know the 10th one?
Go on, give it to me.
What is the name of the parallel dimension in Stranger Things? In Stranger Things is a special name for the parallel dimension.
Oh, Jesus.
Have you watched this? Have you seen Stranger Things?
I have watched it.
Yeah.
I can't remember it.
It's called the Upside Down. The Upside Down.
Oh, the Upside Down. Yeah.
That's the world, the parallel world. You did amazing, which means we're going to bring you back. You're getting another round very soon, so we'll keep you in the 9 out of 10 club. And you've got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors as well. So that is coming
lovely
off you as well.
Job.
All right. Lovely to meet you, Karen. Have a great day.
You're a star.
Can you just wish Blaney's Primary School good luck in the Skin of Skull today?
Oh,
we
brilliant.
Will.
Who are they playing today, do you know?
The semi-final. They're playing... Jesus, I can't even remember. I've terrible.
Well, best of luck anyway.
Yeah, I think it's Farron's.
Okay. No problem. Well, listen, good luck, gang. Yeah. Karen, have a lovely day today.
Thanks.
See you soon. Cheers,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye, bye-bye. All right, pop quiz back tomorrow, 8:23. Kelly.
Hello.
How are you, my dear?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm just checking in with you.
Why?
I just want to know, how's the dating life going? I'm just
Rory!
No, he didn't say anything to me.
I do tell Rory about all my dates, to be fair. How do you know I was on a date?
No, I didn't. I genuinely was just checking in with you because I have a clip to play in the next hour. But I'm just teeing stuff up here. Honestly, I swear,
I didn't say a word.
On my life, he didn't open his mouth. He never.
I always tell Rory, because anytime I'm like, Rory went on a date, and Rory says, he's not good enough for you straight away.
He's not.
So I love telling him.
You're like a protective daddy, aren't you? So how do you know he's not good enough?
Because it's R. Kelly. No one's good enough for R. Kelly.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
That's why I like it.
You just called her R. Kelly, which is, let's pull that one back. Yeah.
Our Kelly.
Right. So Kelly, how did the date go?
It was good.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah,
now
good.
This is your personal private information. I don't want to know anymore. But what I will ask you is, there's an Australian lady who has come up with the absolute perfect way to find out if the date you're on, by asking them questions about their parents, the way that they answer will give you a look behind the curtain as the kind of person they're going to turn out to be.
Ooh. Mm.
Very interesting. Sorry, Vic, your mic was off.
I need to hear this.
So I'll play you this clip later on. It's kind of like her excuse of how to get out of things.
Okay, yeah.
The worst excuse I've ever heard for a woman pulling the plug on a fella going out on a date with a fella was, they were having a meal together. I think you might remember this. This is from a couple of years back. They were having a meal together, sitting down. Everything was going well. And the thing that put her off him forever, and she never contacted him again. With his dinner, he ordered a pint of milk.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He ordered...
Is he seven?
He ordered a pint of milk. He didn't drink, you see. He was a non-drinker. But when the dinner came down, probably a big, stocky country lad...
And he ordered a pint
and he wanted
milk.
Would that put you off ever dating
it's
a fella again?
A little bit of a nick, but like, if he needs to get his protein in, I suppose.
But this is what I want to put out there. Ladies, you're on a date with a fella. He doesn't drink. You get your bubbles or whatever you're having. He gets a big pint of Banya and is sitting there with a big milky tash during the whole meal.
I do this all the time.
Like, all the time. Like, only come three lads will understand this.
I think it's okay.
Is it okay?
Is it
grounds for divorce, like, on the dating front?
You would think it was a bit odd. You would. Come on, Kel, you would.
I know,
You would kind of go, did he really just order a pint of milk?
Yeah, I would think it is a bit random.
But is it shut down? I think that's very unfair in a fella.
It's a little bit of an ick, to be honest. But no, it wouldn't be shut down for me.
Would the type of milk make a difference? Like, if it's
low fat,
semi-skimmed?
Yeah. Nat milk.
No.
I'm sure he was having the full fat milk.
You know what he was. Red FM's Cash Machine. Oh, by the way, slow it down. The old Flash for Cash lads are out again in full action this morning. Speed vans everywhere. Take it easy, particularly if you're in and around Cove Golf Course again this morning. It's one of those hot spots. You can check on the RSA website where the speed vans are located. We're just telling everybody just so you slow down and take it easy. It is a roller coaster of cash machine emotions this morning. We already had a lady yesterday who missed it by 10 cent. She missed €60,000 yesterday. But we weren't here on Friday. I missed this. And if you missed it, have a listen. This is the 150k call.
And at some stage you decided that you would like this money. What made you do it? Do you have a bucket list there?
Oh my God, sorry, my legs are shaking. Yeah, like it's just been a really tough year. Like I lost my mom recently and I turned 30 as well, so it's just been, I'm at the end of a master's, so there's just been a lot kind of piling up. I'd love to go on a holiday.
I think we can organise a holiday for you. I think a couple of holidays.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it, Katie.
150,000.
Congratulations, Katie. You've done it. We are so delighted for you, Katie. Is there somebody there with you at the moment?
No, my friend's actually coming down tonight. Yeah, oh my God.
Katie, we're all with you at the moment. The whole country
is
with you.
You're not messing.
Katie, not for a single second are we messing. You have just become the newest cash machine winner for €150,000. It is an incredible amount of money.
Oh my God.
Have you ever heard a more deserved winner?
No, never.
In your life.
She's amazing.
Wow. Somebody was watching out for Katie, that's for sure. Somebody was watching out. Katie, yeah. Congratulations. Another KC from Ballincollig in Cork. That was our 150k winner from Friday. You're a mess. Look at the big teary eyes on you. No, seriously, that had
very emotional.
It was that effect for everybody. Mm-hmm. Absolutely everybody on Friday. Amazing stuff. Now, will we do it all over again?
Let's do it all over again.
Here's your new amount. Please, for the love of God, write this down. Tattoo it onto your face if you have to. 70,000. By the way, how do you turn off the alerts in WhatsApp here? This thing is pinging like a mad thing. €70,349.60 is your brand new amount, okay? So it's on a rollover, unfortunately, because somebody missed the amount by 10 cents yesterday. They didn't have the exact amount. €70,349.60 is your new amount. If you want to play, text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557. Text in immediately on that number if you want to get your name in for the draw. It will cost you €2.50 to enter. You're playing across the Galloway network of stations. The T's and C's at redfm.ie. You must be over 18 to play, and Kira will make that call between 3 and 4. For €70,349.60. Lady Gaga, Bad Romance. Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. It's KC. There's Victoria. Rory's back on sport. Kelly's taking care of your news, and the Coronas are coming to town. They're back at Live at the Marquee in a matter of weeks, and we're looking for a band to warm up for the Coronas. This is an incredible prize. Caught up with Danny. You've done so many amazing gigs in there, and you've spoken, Danny, many times about, you call it the magic of the Marquee. Mm. I think the best part of the Marquee for your gigs is the bar that they build at the back fee and the restaurant and the rider that you get. I mean, it's like nothing I've ever seen.
Just for you. And
Aiken Promotions
you
put on some spread fee.
Yeah.
But we're here to also announce something really exciting, Danny. What we're looking for is a band to warm up for you guys in May.
Yes.
This is a real leg up opportunity for someone. So tell us what's going to happen.
Well, can I tell the story of how it actually happened?
Yeah.
Is that I text KC and go, have you any suggestions of good Cork bands that are on the up that would be good to support us in the Marquee? And Casey goes, why don't we make a thing of it and bring the station involved? And we're delighted that Red FM have got on board, and we're now running a competition, I suppose, to see for Cork bands to put themselves forward and acts of any type to put themselves forward to support us in the Marquee. And I think it's a great idea. And so the idea is people send their music in, and I think myself, Noxie and Connor will pick the winner, will we?
I'm having nothing to do with the final decision. It's going to be all over to you. But this is really good in the sense that if you're an up-and-coming band, maybe you've released it and recorded a couple of tracks, we're going to bring you into the Marquee. You're going to play in front of thousands. You're going to get paid, really well paid. You're going to get VIP passes for you and your friends. You all get to come backstage. You get the proper experience of being a big act band.
Big time.
And I think, you know, going back to the heroes and ghost days of the Coronas when you guys were starting out, and you're seeing things getting better and the improvement as the lyrics will go. Hmm. I mean, you got legs up all over the place from different acts and different bands. It's important in the industry that this stuff happens, that you kind of help the next generation come through. So that's why we're doing it. And I think this is going to be good fun.
100%. Yeah. For us, the lads will remember when we supported Pink in Malahide Castle. That was even before our first album came out. Now, we had a couple of singles out And we would say that we'd like to have acts who have at least done a bit of live gigging and know their way around, you know, a stage. And we had been touring maybe for a year or two, and we got the call from Aiken, who are promoting the marquee shows. Mm-hmm. Did we want to support Pink in Malahide Castle? And
what a random phone call, isn't that great? Yeah.
And it went so well. And it, as I say, we only had a few singles out released at that time, and we ended up supporting Pink all around the UK. And we learned so much from that tour and playing at a big venue like that. And we were literally just plugging in our guitars. We didn't know how to put on a show at all, like, you know. And so things like that, as you say, can be really helpful for a band who are starting off and getting to see a big venue, getting to play in front of a big crowd.
Connor, tell us about touring with Pink. Did you get to hang out with her much?
We saw her a little bit, yeah, but she's one of those superstars that...
She's kind of kept away from everybody, yeah, I would imagine, yeah.
One of my favourite memories was actually in Edinburgh when we supported her, and her show was amazing. And then the last song was played, she walks off stage, band are still playing, into a car, gone underneath the crowd, underneath the stadium, gone, and the crowd thinks she's still here, you know.
Yeah,
and she's gone out of the place. Gone.
She's back in the hotel.
Back in the hotel. Yeah. Before the band finished the set, like, yeah,
literally in her slippers. Yeah. They put a dressing gown on her when she walked off stage. And as I say, the crowd are there hoping that she might come out for an encore. She's already in the hotel.
They do that with like super big acts. I mean, Elton was whipped out of Cork when he played Parky Queef. He was literally into a black van and gone.
Yeah.
Have you had that proper treatment yet? Have you been?
We're the last.
You're
to leave the marquee.
Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah.
You told them about how good the backstage area is. We're there until they kick us out. And yeah. And then we're back in the old oak, or back in the Clarion, or wherever we're staying, trying to get a late drink.
Yeah, gents, it's so lovely to have you back in Cork. Great to have you down here. We cannot wait for the marquee gig, the new album. Keep doing what you're doing. Coronas, everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, KC. Cheers. Great to see you.
Red FM Breakfast with KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Sleep all day, we drink all night.